A small bird with wings that beat 80 times a second is not just an animal in our history. To the people who first named these islands, it was a warrior. It was the soul of a fallen soldier, returning to the sun. We live in a place where the dirt and the trees are crowded with ghosts. Every whistle in the dark or flash of green in the brush carries a story that is older than the concrete cities we inhabit today. Our ancestors did not see a separation between the forest and the family. They saw a mirror. They saw a warning. They saw a god. Today, those voices are becoming harder to hear. The animals are disappearing, and the stories are fading into bedtime tales for tourists. But if you sit still and listen to the wind in the palms, you can still feel the weight of the old world. This is the story of the creatures that defined our spirit and the high cost of losing them. The Caribbean was a sacred library, long before a single ship appeared on the horizon. For the Taino and the Kalinago, the landscape was not a resource to be mined or a plot to be sold. It was a living map of their origins. They looked at the hummingbird and saw the colibri. It was more than a bird. It was a symbol of rebirth and the fierce protection of the home. They carved its likeness into stone and wore its feathers to stay connected to the divine. When a manatee rose from the coastal shallows, it was not viewed as meat. It was a person of the sea. There are stories of these gentle giants guiding lost canoes through the reefs during storms. The connection was biological and spiritual. There was no gap between the human and the wild. The mountains were the spine of the world. High in the midst of the peaks, the birds were messengers. The parrots and the hawks were seen as watchers who reported back to the spirits of the ancestors. If a certain bird called at dawn, it meant the rains were coming to feed the cassava.
If a lizard crossed a path in a specific way, it was a sign to turn back. This was a sophisticated system of environmental literacy. Our first people understood the migration patterns and the breeding cycles because their survival depended on it.
They did not hunt to extinction, because to kill a species was to erase a chapter of their own history. They lived in a balance that we struggle to imagine in the modern age. Everything changed when the trees began to fall. The arrival of the colonizers did not just bring new people. It brought a new way of seeing the land. The forest was no longer a temple. It was an obstacle to the sugarcane. As the great woods were cleared to make room for the plantations, the animals began to retreat. The sacred spaces were violated. When the Taino populations collapsed under the weight of labor and disease, their stories were buried with them. The hummingbird remained, but the warrior spirit it represented was forced into hiding. The manatee was hunted for its oil and its flesh until it vanished from the bays where it once played. We lost our first guardians before we even knew how to protect them. The Middle Passage brought a different kind of magic to the islands. Our ancestors from West Africa arrived with nothing but the stories in their heads. They looked at the strange new woods of Jamaica and Haiti and Barbados, and they looked for familiar faces. They found the spider. Anansi did not stay behind in Africa. He traveled in the minds of the captives. In the Caribbean, the spider became the ultimate symbol of the survivor. He was small, and he was weak, but he was smarter than the lions and the tigers of the world. Every time Anansi tricked a larger animal out of a meal, he was giving a lesson in how to survive the plantation. The spider was a teacher of the art of the hustle and the necessity of wit. But the new world also brought new fears. The night became a place of danger. The owl, which many in the old country saw as a bird of wisdom, became the jumbie bird. Its cry in the dark was a signature of death.
If it landed on your roof, it meant a soul was leaving the house.
This was a remapping of the spirit world. The trauma of slavery turned the natural world into a place of omens. The forest was where the maroons fled to find freedom, but it was also where the shadows lived.
The pigs and the dogs of the woods became allies to those who escaped.
The animals were the only ones who knew the secret paths through the mountains. They provided the meat that kept the resistance alive. The landscape was further complicated by the introduction of outsiders. The British brought the mongoose from India in 1872 to kill the rats in the cane fields. They thought they could control nature with a calculated move, but the mongoose did not care about the plan. It ignored the rats and went after the ground nesting birds and the snakes.
It became a new kind of ghost in the grass. It was a predator that did not belong here.
It represented the unintended consequences of colonial meddling. The people watched as the native balance was destroyed by a creature that felt no connection to the land.
The mongoose became a symbol of the fast and the ruthless.
It was a reminder that when you invite a stranger to solve your problems, they often become your biggest threat. The forest began to feel smaller.
The legends of the rolling calf and the sukuyant began to take hold in the gaps between the trees.
These were not just monsters. They were manifestations of the social pressure of the time. The rolling calf was a spirit in the shape of a bull with a heavy chain dragging behind it.
It haunted the night roads.
The sound of the clinking metal was the sound of the past refusing to stay buried. It was the weight of the chains we once wore.
These stories kept people off the roads at night and kept them close to their families. The folklore was a tool for social control and a way to process the lingering pain of the centuries. We are living in the silence that follows the storm. The Caribbean monk seal is gone. It was the only seal native to our waters, and we haven't seen one since 1952.
We hunted them until there were none left to hunt. When the last seal died, a piece of our coastal mythology died with it. There are no more stories of the people of the sea, because the people of the sea are extinct. The mountain chicken, which is actually a giant frog in Dominica, and Montserrat, is screaming into the void. A fungus and the loss of habitat have pushed it to the absolute brink. When it goes, we lose the voice of the mountain. We lose the creature that told us when the soil was healthy.
Folklore is moving from the woods to the gift shops. We see Anansi on t-shirts, and we see the hummingbird on our money. But we are losing the connection to the actual earth.
The urban sprawl of the 21st century is eating the habitats where the spirits used to live. When we pave over a swamp to build a resort, we are not just moving dirt. We are silencing the frogs and the birds that carried our history for thousands of years. We are becoming a people without a mirror. If we cannot see ourselves in the animals, we will eventually forget who we are.
The environment is not a backdrop for our lives. It is the foundation of our culture.
The legacy of Caribbean wildlife is a legacy of resistance and loss. The creatures that survived the plantations and the hurricanes are now facing the greatest threat of all. They are facing our indifference.
We must decide if we want our children to know the Jumbi bird only as a name in a book or as a real sound in the night.
We must decide if the spider is still a teacher or just a bug in the corner. Our history is written in the fur and the feathers of this archipelago.
If we let the animals vanish, we are signing the death warrant for our own stories.
The wild is still calling to us. It is asking us to remember that we were never meant to walk these islands alone. The next time you see a hawk circling or hear a movement in the dry leaves, do not look away.
That is a link in a chain that stretches back to the first fires on these beaches.
It is a reminder that the land has a memory. We are the stewards of that memory. We are the ones who must ensure that the warrior bird and the trickster spider have a place to live tomorrow.
All folklore is not a dead thing from the past. It is a living responsibility.
It is our heritage.